is Alan Sims, and I've been playing at Roswell for 7 or 8 years. And it's my favorite place to play. I kid you not. Hey, the first time I ever played for somebody who was really sick was Mark Freeland. And Mark was dying of cancer. And he came in and was helped into bed. And this guitar is like a perfect mirror. So I was playing this song called The Spirit Remains Unbroken. While I'm playing, my hand's trembling because I'm nervous, so I pulled the guitar back, and I could see Mark's reflection lying in bed, and he had a smile on his face, and that was it. I said, okay, just keep doing this. So when I started playing at Roswell, I walked through the door the first time, and something told me instinctively, don't play anything in a minor key. Now, I like minor keys. You know, it's like a minor, you know. No minor songs. Everything in a major key. So while I'm playing, people are walking by me and they're just saying, it's beautiful. Thank you so much. And then I started having these experiences when I play. Okay, so one time I'm playing there, and there's a guy, he's a big guy, and he's in a wheelchair, and he comes over with his daughter, and he's about 10 feet away. And so I played 3 songs in a row, and they range from, like, the song I just played to... So he closes his eyes while I'm playing, and he smiles. So I played 3 songs in a row. And then he opens his eyes and he says, thank you. And I said, you're welcome. I didn't take it personally that you fell asleep on me. And he said, no, I went to a better place. And his daughter said, yeah, your music transports you. And I don't know what to say, but I'm moved to the point of being speechless. Anytime I go in there and you see somebody who takes 10 minutes to walk 10 feet, right? You realize you got no problems, man. You got problems, you got stuff to deal with, not like this. I'm gonna play there for the rest of my life until I can't play anymore. If I sold 1 billion records, I'd still be there at least once a month playing.